What's up, setters? Welcome back to What's Pleasant. I'm your host, Osei Wusufrie. This week, Kelly Salguero and I are bringing you Meal Plan Check, Our Lady of 121st Street, Build a Study Buddy, and Culture Fest. Sit down and relax, because What's Pleasant starts now. This week, What's Pleasant correspondent Kelly Salguero went around campus asking setters, got a meal plan?
Can you state your first, last name, and your major?
Okay, my name is Amelia Kovacevic, and I'm a nursing major.
Thank you, and you?
I'm Valerie Lopez, also a nursing major.
Okay, and are you a commuter or a resident?
I'm a resident.
And I'm a commuter.
Okay, and currently, how much do you guys have in your meal plan?
$183.
And I have $12.46.
And how do you guys go about your day? Well, especially you. How are you going to deal with having that amount of money in your meal plan?
My classes, I don't have anything. I only have a class once, like probably like twice a week. Yeah, like not even. So I bring stuff from home. I just drink water. Like I don't eat here. So that's why.
And how do you help your commuter friends?
Yeah, I kind of spend the majority of my meal plan on all of my commuter friends. I think they eat better than I do because I just kind of spoil them every time they come here because I know they don't have any meal plan.
And what do you recommend for students that have a huge amount of money in their meal plan?
Okay, so I highly recommend donating to Fair Trade. It's a program that helps food insecurity on campus. So basically, you can donate as a student either at the register in Kessel or on the Grubhub app if you're logged into your Pace account. You can donate like $5 at a time, or even if it's like 50 cents, you can donate anything. And basically, it goes to the Fair Trade program, and we help redistribute it to other students who are in need. So they kind of take a survey, I guess, and see if they qualify for food insecurity, and then we help them get more meal plan.
Okay, thank you. You're lucky. Can you please state your first, your last name, and your major?
I'm Mary Gerges, and my major is education.
And are you a resident or a commuter?
I am a commuter.
Okay, thank you. And how much do you have in your meal plan right now?
Honestly, I spend it all in 1 month. It's like zero.
Wow. And how do you overcome that since we're not at the end of the semester yet? How do you deal with that?
Well, you know what I do? I spend it a lot, and the food here is like very expensive. I recommend the food price go down. I usually use my card, and sometimes I use my money my dad gave me. So, yeah.
And how do you think, what can you say to other commuters that need help wasting their money wisely?
I recommend you guys get the pizza because it's only $3.50, and just get the pizza or get the free fridge. That's really good. It's Chinese.
Can you please state your first and last name for me and your major?
Stacy Lusan, and my major is biological psychology.
Okay, and are you a commuter or a resident?
Resident.
And how much do you think you have in your meal plan right now?
About $135.
And how are you going to spend it wisely by the end of the semester?
Probably just eat one meal a day.
Thank you.
Last week, What's Pleasant correspondent Kelly Salguero interviewed the co-director of Our Lady of 121st Street. Here's what they said.
Okay, can you state your first and last name for me and your major?
My name is Alicia Bandari. I'm an art history major.
Okay, and can you explain your position in the play and your responsibility?
I was the co-director and stage manager of Our Lady of 121st Street. My jobs included, I wrote all the lighting and sound cues. I imported them into the system we use, and I was doing it live as the performance was going. So I was in charge of making sure that the lights did what they were supposed to do at the time they were supposed to do that. And as co-director, I was really just there to support the director, Lila McCormack. When she wasn't able to go to any of the rehearsals, I was there to make sure that our cast members got the adequate rehearsal time that they needed.
Okay, and how was the turnout of the play?
The turnout was pretty good, I would say. I think our first night was very popular. It was a Friday night, 7:30, and we were out of there by 9:30. Our second show was surprisingly a lot less. I say surprisingly because last year our matinee show, so the afternoon show, was the most popular. So it was just surprising that it switched this year. And our final show on closing night was, I believe, the most popular. We almost had every seat filled up.
And can you describe the setting of the play to the viewers so they can gather a picture of it? Like, describe it in your own words so they could imagine it themselves.
Sure. So the play goes from, I think, three main locations. So you have the wake area where the body was and where you were supposed to have the funeral. So there's a podium there. There's the casket with candles. And it's meant to be a very serene-looking area, but I think that perfectly juxtaposes what's actually happening in the background. Our second location is a confession booth. So you have the two rolling flats that are behind, and you have one of the main characters, Rooftop, which is played by Darius Tiru, another MCVA student, and side by side with the father Lux, who is played by Evan Mahana, who is a business student, and they have their quips in there. They're there, I think, two or three times, and it's just about how Rooftop is confessing his sins after not being in confession for 30 years. And then our third location is the bar that's just up the street from the from the funeral home. And that bar is, like, there's a tall table there. There's the two rolling flats. We flip to the other side to show a menu, which I wrote myself based on, like, puns that that are with the cast members' names. So if you look really closely, you'll see, like, some typos which look odd. Like, Key Lime Pie is named after Kendall Key. And then you have Tiramisu, which is named after Darius's last name, Tiru. So there's just some things like that. And there's also the bar and grill sign, which is neon. And you have the small table where most of the characters are communicating at. So, and then you have one or two throughout the play talking on the taller table. Yeah.
Okay, and can you tell us how you got into being part of the play?
So last year I was co-workers with the first director, Amin Kasawi, and we were co-workers there. We were both had a background in theater, and he had mentioned he'd put out flyers and mentioned during one of our meetings that he's planning to put on a play. And with my background in stage management and theater management, I really wanted to get back into it. So that's how I got about that. And then this year, I just wanted to continue it. So I wasn't ready to let go of the theater yet. Even though it's not my major, it's still something I'm really happy to do. So I just wanted to find another way to do it. And just as luck had it, Lila offered to direct and co-direct alongside me. So it was just a perfect alignment of events.
And can all MCVA students join?
Yeah, anybody around campus can join the play. It's an audition-based, so we had 12 roles, which were all fulfilled by people who auditioned for them. Lila took on one role. So yeah, anybody can audition. We don't just have MCVA students there. Like I mentioned earlier, Evan's part of Lubin. I'm MCVA as well, but... yeah, we have Kendall, who's also part of Lubin. Just a whole bunch of people or from anywhere can participate. It's really open to the whole campus.
And would you recommend other students to join?
Yeah, I mean, if it's something you're really interested in, it does take a lot of time and it's effort, but it really does pay off towards the end. So if you're interested, I definitely suggest taking it. We accept anyone. You don't have to have any theater experience to go in. Just as long as you're willing to put in the work and do the effort and learn your lines, know your cues, all that stuff, and just have fun, then you're perfectly welcome. We accept anybody, so.
Thank you. And is there anything else you want to mention to anyone that's listening right now?
If you want to follow us on Instagram to check out the new updates that we have, our Instagram is PaceTheaterPLV with theater spelled with R-E at the end. There we post all of the updates for the next play, which is going to be announced probably over the summer.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, you, the semester's almost over. You're running out of time, and we're running out of pizza. They're basically flying off the shelves. Join the Pace Chronicle. Third floor, Wilcox Hall, Monday, 12:15. Be there, be square. On Sunday, Culture Fest was held on Miller Lawn. It was epic. There was boba, cotton candy, temporary tattoos, tie-dye shirts, blind dates of books, popcorn, and more. Here's what attendees had to say. What's your first name, last name, year, and major?
Ava Woods, digital cinema and filmmaking.
I'm Jessica, last name is Barr. I'm currently a writing and rhetoric major at Pace.
I am Michael, my last name is Zini, and I'm an education major.
So how's your Spring Culture Fest going?
It's raining, so not super awesome. However, there's a lot of fun events going on, and I appreciate the education of cultures to our predominantly white campus.
So how's the turnout been?
The turnout's been pretty good, yeah. We're almost out of books, so surprisingly pleasant. I didn't think we'd get so many people here.
Please, come. What's your first name, last name, year, and major?
I'm Xavier Williams, and I'm a computer science major.
What brought you to this Blind Date with a Book event?
My friend told me to get her a book.
Very nice.
Hopefully I have enough to get a book.
How's your Culture Fest going?
It's going good. We're at a pretty busy table. We're running the Pride event right now. We're doing tarot card readings and stuff a plush.
What event are you hosting right now?
I'm hosting tie-dye for Film Club, as well as Mardi Gras beads for Gamma Sigma Sigma.
Describe Culture Fest in one word.
Interesting, that's for sure. Especially the weather, because it started off super sunny and then it got super windy. I even brought a blanket with me. I got so cold. And then it started raining and now it's sunny-ish again. So it's been interesting, that's for sure, even though I've just been sitting here at this table the whole time.
How's the turnout been?
Great. It's a sunny day. It was raining for a bit, but now it's going to be sunny for the rest of the day, I hope.
Very nice. And anything else you'd like to add?
Nah.
Okay.
Turnout, you know, could be better. It's nicer. We're outside. We have more room for more people than we did last year. But I'd love to see more faces next year.
What does Culture Fest mean to you in one word?
Poop.
Why?
It's not awesome. It could be better. However, I'm glad that we're making at least some recognition here on this campus.
Very nice. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to add that Kwame is my favorite journalism major, as well as one of my favorite black men on campus.
One of the only few.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On Wednesday, the Setter Leadership Initiative and Community Advisory Board stuffed corgis, bunnies, lambs, and frogs, plushies, for spring. I have more. So what's your first name, last name, year, and major?
My name is Richie Vicananza, and I'm a math major.
Cassidy Murphy, and I'm undecided.
Name is Jacqueline DeMarco, and I am a childhood education major, and I am a junior.
Very nice. So what do you hope to accomplish today with this event?
We hope to bring the Pace community together by doing something fun and relaxing before the stress of finals takes over.
So what brought you out today for the event?
I feel like as a commuter, I'm not very involved on campus as much. So I came across this event on Instagram and I thought it'd be nice to, stop by before I go home, see who's around.
My friend called me and said there are stuffies in Kessel. And then I said, I'm coming.
Very nice. And how's the turnout been?
We're doing pretty good so far. The event only started about 10 minutes ago, and we already have a good amount of people.
What's the most popular animal you think that's been going off the table?
The frogs have been pretty popular, and the lambs have been popular, too.
And what animal did you stuff?
I stuffed this, white dog with, black spots. I thought it was, very cute, and I love dogs.
I chose the frog. I like frogs, and so does my cousin, so I'm going to give it to her.
So we're going to name him?
I haven't picked a name yet. I was thinking maybe Rex.
I haven't named it yet, but I don't know. What should I name it? Jeff? Jeff.
Thank you. Very nice. Anything else you'd like to add?
Please get involved on campus before the semester ends. There are so many great events from our organization and so many organizations on campus.
Very nice. Thank you. That's all for this week, folks. From Wilcox Hall, I'm Osei Wusu-Afrie.